be. You don't know what it's like to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you?
WJTL for King and Country Relate. Hey, good morning to you and happy Thursday. It's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, clouds and showers this afternoon. Might even see a thunderstorm later on. Windy, high 68. Tonight, clouds and showers. Windy, low 58. For Friday, cloudy showers likely with breezy air, high 64. Over the weekend, mostly sunny. Certainly windy, high 61. And Sunday, warming up just a tad. Mostly sunny with a high of 72. Right now in Harrisburg, 60 degrees. In Lancaster, 59.
We're having a blast hanging out with Jordan Pine this morning. Jordan is the founder and CEO of Greenlight Operation. Good morning again, Jordan.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Greenlight Operation.
Yes. So Greenlight Operation, we work to combat human trafficking throughout central Pennsylvania and throughout the entire state. And we do that through education and awareness and advocacy, and then also through a restoration home project that will serve women who have been harmed by this criminal industry.
And one of your educational things that you do is you have a podcast.
We do. Yes, we have a podcast that is on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Now, I'm curious, with your restoration program, do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Greenlight Operation to impact some of the ladies that you work with?
Absolutely. So while we're in the process of opening this restoration home, we've been working hard to raise awareness about this issue so that we can equip and mobilize our community to get involved in freedom and restoration. And one example I'll never forget, we were hosting a seminar at a local church and sharing about what are the signs to look for and what is human trafficking. And we had a young woman approach us afterward. And she went on to share that she herself was a victim of human trafficking. She knew she was in an abusive relationship, but didn't realize that what was happening to her was actually classified as human trafficking.
Wow.
And she was right there at that seminar, and we were able to connect with her and meet with her so that we could then work to help her file a report and find somewhere safe to go.
Wow.
And it was a realization of how close to home this is, and there are people...
Sure.
The victims of human trafficking are sometimes right in front of us, and we don't even realize it.
Amazing. If our folks want to pray, if they want to get more information, if they want to sponsor you or have you come to their church to talk, they can find that out online at your website.
Absolutely. We have an education tab on our website, and we host free seminars and workshops, and we'd be happy to connect with a church, workplace, or some type of club or school.
And another way they can get involved is for your Run for Restoration. Tell us about that.
Yes, our Run for Restoration is a 5K that takes place every year for those that are avid runners or maybe someone who just wants to walk and enjoy the morning. This is such a great way to take a stand for freedom and restoration. It is on May 4th at City Island in Harrisburg. Starts at 9 a.m. And again, just such a great way to come together with others that are saying, we don't want to see human trafficking happening in our communities. We want to make a difference. And all of those funds will support the Restoration Home Project.
So people could sign up to be a runner or to sponsor a runner at your website?
They absolutely can. So if they go to greenlightoperation.org, go to our event page, and there you'll see opportunities to sponsor the Run for Restoration, and you'll also see opportunities to sign up or even sponsor a runner who's participating if you can't join that day.
Now, City Island is so beautiful. I imagine that you guys will have a lot of other stuff going on that folks can participate in.
We will. There will be food. We'll have kids activities, and we'll have a variety of vendors there as well that people can come and enjoy a very nice morning together.
And that's awesome. The Run for Restoration. It's going to be at City Island, Harrisburg, City Island, May the 4th. Registration starts at 9 a.m. that day?
It does start at 9 a.m. that day, yes.
Yeah, you could sign up online to sponsor a runner or to be a runner. Do that at greenlightoperation.org. That's also the place you want to go if you'd like to have Jordan and her team come out and give a talk to any of your groups, Sunday school, clubs, church, whatever it might be. Jordan, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. Here's Corey Asbury. This is Sparrows, WJTL. Good morning.